In honor of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, first of all, Betavon, in honor of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we'll just speak a little about Rosh Chodesh and what the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh is all about. So we all know growing up that in our schools the requirement was Rosh Chodesh wear white shirts, right? And you always have special food on Rosh Chodesh, and you're supposed to be happy on Rosh Chodesh, right? Unless you went to public school. The public school, they probably didn't make you wear white shirts. Probably not. So, what's this Simcha of Rosh Chodesh over here? After all, it's just, you know, the new moon. It's the new month. What's, like, you know, we don't make a big deal. They don't make a big deal out of October 1st or November 1st. What's going on? What's this new month, new day in the month that we're so happy about? So in fact, the Midrash in Parashat Bo, where it speaks about the mitzvah of the Chodesh that was given to the Bnei Israel, right? Birkat HaChodesh that was given, the first mitzvah that was given to them when they came out of Mitzrayim. So the Midrash equates Am Yisrael to the moon, the Levana. How so? The Midrash explains that the moon, what happens with the moon, is that in the beginning of the month it's almost invisible. And the second day of the month, third day of the month, as the month goes on, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it reaches its peak on the 15th day of the month, in the middle of the month. After that point, it starts getting smaller. 16th, 17th, 18th starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller until the end of the month and the beginning of the next month where it's invisible again. And then the next month, what happens is, it kind of renews itself and it starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So too Am Yisrael, the Midrash says. So too Am Yisrael, that the first 15 generations of our nation, from Avraham until Shlomo, we were growing and growing and growing, becoming greater and greater and greater, more prosperous, till Shlomo. We reached our peak then. But I mean, afterwards, what happened was that everything started going downhill until the end, which was the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Midrash says, so to Am Yisrael, that this is a continuing cycle with our nation. We grow and we grow and we grow, we reach our peak. What happens when we reach our peak? Things don't work out so well, then we start going downhill. But need not to worry, says the Midrash, need not to worry, that after that going downhill and you reach rock bottom, what happens is that our nation renews itself and starts growing and starts going higher and higher and higher. Rav Schechter told me that he heard in the name of the Rav that if you want to draw on a graph, if you want to draw the existence of all the other nations, so you take the pen, start in the beginning of the in the bottom of the page, and start going, you know, higher and higher and higher and higher, and then go down, 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 down until it reaches rock bottom, and that's it. That's the end of the graph. That's the end. However, if you want to draw the Am Yisrael's existence, so you would do the same thing. You start at the bottom, higher, 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 and then go down, but then go back up, and then go back down, and then go back up. He said it would look like a zigzag, up and down, and up and down, and up and down. Am Yisrael, we renew ourselves. Every time we have these yeridot, whether on a national level, or whether on an individual level, we always renew, it's part of our genes to renew ourselves from horror and tragedy to simcha. So Rabbatai, that's the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh. That we remind ourselves that we are, like the Midrash says, we are compared to the moon. And as low as our nation can go, and as many terror attacks that the other nations can plan against us, as many times that they have tried to destroy us, we know, in the bottom of our hearts, we know that we will renew ourselves and become a great nation once again. That's the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh. That's why in third grade they told you to wear white shirts, and that's why we have donuts today. Chodesh Tov, everyone. Chodesh.